modeling the secular evolution of protoplanetary disk dust sizes. A comparison between the viscous and magnetic wind case, by Francesco Zagaria et al. For many years, protoplanetary disks have been thought to evolve viscously. Angular momentum redistribution leads to accretion and outward disk spreading. Recently, the hypothesis that accretion is due, instead, to angular momentum removal by magnetic winds gained new popularity. No disk spreading is expected in this case. In this paper, we run several one-dimensional gas and dust simulations to make predictions on the time evolution of disk sizes in the dust and to assess whether they can be used to understand how disks evolve. We show that viscous and magnetic wind models have very different dust disk radii. In particular, MHD wind models are compact and their sizes either remain constant or decrease with time. On the contrary, disks become larger with time in the viscous case, when alpha is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of minus 3. Although current observations lack enough sensitivity to discriminate between these two scenarios, higher sensitivity surveys could be fruitful to this goal on a 1 to 10 mere age range. When compared with the available ALMA band 7 data, both viscous and magnetic wind models are compatible with the observationally inferred dust radii in Lupus, Chamaeleoni and Upper SCO. Furthermore, in the drift-dominated regime, the size-luminosity correlation is reproduced in Lupus, both in band 7 and 3, while in Upper SCO a different slope than in the data is predicted. Substructures, potentially undetected, can explain several outliers with large observed sizes. Higher angular resolution observations will be helpful to test our predictions in the case of more compact disks, expected in both frameworks, particularly at the age of Upper SCO. This was Modeling the Secular Evolution of Protoplanetary Disk Dust Sizes. A comparison between the viscous and magnetic wind case, by Francesco Zagaria et al.